over, I think it's over 111 billion now of savings. So you can go see that the U.S. debt clock. And again, should Doge audit the Federal Reserve? Well, it looks like they're going to be auditing Fort Knox. So it looks like we're getting there. That's quite exciting. But again, guys, this is we're going to get an economic update, but just make sure you're getting smart about precious metals and how it can protect you and what it could do if the Babylonian financial system crashes and they close the Fed and go to gold back. That's what I'm betting on, guys. You can call Kirk at 720-605-3900 and get a free financial consultation on your specific plans or what your specific needs are. Again, there's also a link down below you can use. To just fill in a form, but it's probably faster just to call 720-605-3900. Tell them Rick B2T sent you. You'll get prioritized. Kirk, I'm going to bring you on now. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Yeah, so appreciate you coming and giving us updates every once in a while on what's going on with the economy, what's going on with this whole Doge thing. So give us some updates.
So this whole auditing Fort Knox thing is actually a big deal.
Okay.
And so when you look at why it's a big deal, so about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, Secretary of Treasury Bessent and Trump were signing an executive order to have a sovereign wealth fund in America. Now, during that signing, an interview, a reporter had asked Secretary Bessent, say, so, I don't know what the question was, but the answer was, well, within the next 12 months, we're going to stand this up. We are going to monetize the assets of the U.S. balance sheet. So what does that mean? What does monetize mean? It means to make money from, right? And then what are the assets on the balance sheet? Well, we've got land, right? And you can't really monetize the land unless you do something with it. Unless, like here in Colorado, we've got massive amounts of federal open space and wildlife areas, and same in Wyoming, Montana, Utah, New Mexico, right? It's just a lot of federal land. Well, you can monetize it by, charging people $15 to park at national parks, but that's nothing, right? So you have to do what Trump said, drill, baby, drill. Well, a few days after this announcement by Bessent, what did they do? They opened up 625 million acres to drill, baby, drill, right? So they're going to start to monetize the assets of our balance sheet. The other asset that we have is gold. We have about 8,500 tons of it, and it's at Fort Knox, right? So
supposedly.
Supposedly. So remember Ron Paul, former congressman? I remember back in 2010, people thought he was Looney Tunes, completely off his rocker, because said, we got to audit the Fed, and like the thing that you have on the screen there. And people thought he was nuts, because back then people thought that the Fed was a legitimate part of the government. Well, it's not part of the government. It's not federal, nor is there a reserve there. It's independent banking cartel that owns the Fed, and they charge the U.S. government interest by printing money out of thin air that they pocket.
What
I
a
mean,
great
that's what it
deal.
is. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what the Fed is. So audit the Fed, yes, but audit Fort Knox, absolutely. So Ron Paul, in an interview earlier in the week, said he thinks that the gold's possibly at Fort Knox. However, he doesn't think it's ours. Like, what do you mean? How could it be there and not be ours? So I remember back in 2012, Rick, that Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany at the time, asked the Fed for, we want our gold back. We want to bring it back home to Germany. Well, guess what their answer was? Their answer was, well, how about in 7 years? It's like, what? 7 years? I mean, if it were my gold and I were another country, I would say, no, I want it now. We just gave it to you for safekeeping. So here's where I think what's happening. It was rehypothecated, meaning it was used over and over and over again, just like a $100 deposit you had put in the bank, right? It's not like that $100 just sits there waiting for you to take it out. They use it. They invest it. They buy stocks, bonds, real estate, other buildings, companies, and commercial real estate, and they lend it out to other banker, members of the bank, and they get interest on it, right? They use it is the point. Well, they're just hoping and praying that not everybody wants their money out on the same day, because it's not actually there. I think the same thing is happening with the gold at the Fed or at Fort Knox. It's not there. It's there, but it's not ours to use because it's been collateralized. It's been used for other things. So this is where the audit comes in. So, and couple this with over the last 3 weeks, and we've talked about this before, Rick, is metals, gold and silver are leaving the Bank of England. They're leaving the LBMA vaults to an extent that we've never seen before in history. Like, they're almost empty. It's
and
gone.
And that's well documented, right? Because they're the people
very that, well documented. Yeah. I mean, you can on every mainstream media, mm-hmm. on all channels, it's like it's gone. And so the Bank of England and LBMA are saying, well, and you have to realize these are the largest vaults in the world. They are the ones that store metals for central banks and for countries, right? That's big, bigger than any, you know, COMEX depository. They're massive. So right. They're in such a pickle because they need to provide physical delivery when these contracts expire, these paper contracts, they don't have it. So what are they doing? They're offering people or institutions, hedge funds, central banks, whatever, that have gold stored in the LBMA vaults are saying, we'll pay you 16% a month for you to borrow your gold to us so we can actually ship it out and fulfill these contracts. Saying, okay, not a year, not 16% a year, 16% a month. Well, people think, well, that's a good deal. It's like, no, it's not. If you want your gold, they can't get it, and the gold isn't there. Where is it going? It's like, I don't care if they would pay me 50% a month. I'm not giving it to them if I want to keep my gold because I'm probably not giving it back, right? So here's where is it going? It's going to New York. The COMEX, CME COMEX depositories, their inventories of gold are exploding in size. And it's leaving all these other parts of the world. It's leaving the London vault. It's leaving other depositories around the world coming home to roost, so to speak. So Trump is repatriating the gold back to America because I think within 12 months, monetizing the assets of our balance sheet, like Secretary Bessent said, I think that we're going to have a gold-backed currency in America within a year. And woo! How do you have a gold-backed currency? Because you have to actually have it. That's why they're going to need to audit Fort Knox to make sure that it's there. It's coming back home. See, this is so exciting to me because it's what the founding fathers envisioned for our country. It's not just tariffs, right? We had tariffs in this country from 1776 to 1913. It wasn't until 1913 that we got rid of tariffs and went with the IRS and the Federal Reserve. So now Trump's bringing us back to what the founding fathers and the godly wisdom that God breathed into them when they founded our country. We're going back to that. But what else did the founding fathers say? They said, well, we're going to only have money that's gold and silver coinage. That's the only version of money that the founding fathers envisioned, right?
Yeah.
Looks like we're going back to that. Now, one other big thing. Words have meaning,
mm-hmm.
a big meaning, right? And when on Inauguration Day, Trump didn't say, well, we're going to slap tariffs on the rest of the world, and it's going to be how we make money, and we're going to monetize our debt. And when we slap tariffs on the rest of the world, their products are going to be more expensive. Ours are going to be relatively less. People are going to buy American. That's going to create jobs and spending, and the markets are going to grow. All of that is true, but that's not what he said. What he said was something very simple. He said, we're about to enter into a new golden age for America. That's it. Why did he use the word golden age? Right? Interesting choice of words, because we are. It's not just a renaissance moving forward where we're going to regain our political, our economic, our personal freedoms, our health freedoms, our religious freedoms. It's more than that. We're going to actually probably have a gold-backed currency in this country, and it's going to be amazing. And the gold leaving London, coming here, is something very significant.
Yeah, and so a lot of people were thinking, who's doing that? But it would make sense. Who would have the power to do that? It would seem to be Trump's probably the only one that has the power to do that, right? Yeah, sorry, it looks like you may have gotten muted there. But
I pressed the wrong button.
Yeah.
He is the only one that's that big. I don't think this is a billionaire doing it. I don't think it's a hedge fund. To actually have this much metal moving across the world, I don't see how it couldn't be the U.S. government.
All right. So explain this chart a little bit. This is the U.S. debt clock, and they have this thing that says dollar to silver ratio and this dollar to gold ratio now. And it's basically saying that the gold should be at 89 versus the 2900 right now. Is that that's what that's saying right here?
Yeah. So what this is a really great chart. I love usdebtclock.org, right? So what that's saying is the amount of money that's in circulation, the M3 money supply, compared to the number of ounces of gold that's available, that it should be, you know, the number $12,500 and something dollars an ounce.
Well, it's saying 8,000 in 5 years, 12,000, right?
Yes. So the 5 years tells us how much money, if you just look at the last 5 years, not all over time, right? The last 5 years, the amount of money that's gone into circulation, that's what the number that we want to look at, because that's the current trend.
Right.
So, and on silver, if it's going to be 12, it should be 12,000 and gold is 3,000. That's a four times factor greater than what it is. It tells us gold is very undervalued. Mm-hmm. But look at silver. Silver's $32.50 an ounce today. It's saying it should be about $1,500 an ounce. Okay, that's a huge multiplier over the current price. That just tells us the supply chain disruptions that we have, the low supply, the high demand. It's a little bit crazy, right? And not that the gold one was bad. I mean, I'll take a four times increase of what it should be. But it just tells us, I don't know if we're going to get to those levels, but it tells us how undervalued we are at current prices.
Yeah, but doesn't it also say, Kirk, that once almost the Babylonian system has to fall and the new gold standard comes, that this could start happening? But it's not going to probably happen until then. Do you agree with that?
Correct. I would say that's an accurate thing to say, yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, even if you erase all that, it's a great hedge against downtimes and hyperinflation, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, you look at what gold has done and what silver has done in particular. Silver over the, I mean, 3.5 years ago, it was $17 and some change an ounce. Now it's 32, mm-hmm. right? So it's almost doubled mm-hmm. over the last few years. Well, that's averaging about 30% a year growth. It's incredible. How much has the dollar eroded during that time? It hasn't eroded by 30% a year. So not only has it maintained its purchasing power, but you're actually growing as well, right? If the dollar lost 20% of its value and silver went up 20%, well, then it's break even. You maintained your purchasing power. Mm-hmm. But I don't think the dollar has lost 100% of its value in the last 3.5 years. In fact, I know it hasn't. It's lost because of all the inflation. And if inflation's hovering at around 15% a year, in reality, mm-hmm. so that's 45% decline in your purchasing power over that time frame. And silver's doubled, right? So you're growing more than what the inflation is, which is how you succeed over time.
Right. Okay. And but another important thing is that every person's different. And I know a lot of people have heard me talk about this, but haven't really done anything. And if I tell people, you can't be one day late, right? It's better to be 3 years early or a year early. Because once this hits, you're not going to be able to get any silver, right?
Yeah. I mean, 3 months early, a year early. I mean, just look at that letter, you know, that we were talking about. $3 silver increase on February 20th. So I got a letter from a massive refinery in Europe, one of the largest in the world. And what they said, because of everything, Rick, that you and I have talked about off air and on this channel, of tariffs, increasing prices, geopolitical disruptions, interest rates going up and the soaring cost of borrowing. One of the largest refineries in the world, I got a letter from them and I had to take off the logo. I had to take off the signature line too, because I can talk about it in general, but they said February 20th, they're going to raise prices on gold $3.50 an ounce. Mm-hmm. Well, so, I mean, gold's $3,000 an ounce. That's not a big, huge deal.
1%, yeah.
However, silver, unminted silver, they're raising it $3 an ounce. It's like, okay, that is a big deal. Because silver's 32. So February 20th, which is tomorrow, The price of silver coming from this refinery is going to be another 8 to 9% more expensive than what it is today. Now, here's the thing. I don't think it's going to end at just minted products. It's going to go to all products, cast products like bars and everything else. And it's not going to end at just this one refinery. It's probably going to be all refineries. See, this is just the first. Because the fundamental forces that are causing them to have to write this letter to all their depositories in America are the same for everybody. We do have geopolitical tensions. We do have the rising cost of inflation, that rising cost of borrowing. We've got these tariffs, which are this black swan event that we didn't foresee coming. And they have to raise their prices, their premiums. So everybody who's buying minted products tomorrow, it's probably going to be more expensive. And then I believe it's going to be a lot more expensive as other refineries start to enter into the fold of what this one just said. I mean, this is big news. And it's confirmation of everything that we've talked about over the years of we are entering into a new era. Things are about to change. The system as we know it is collapsing. Something has to die for something to be born, right? And so what we're seeing is the old central bank fiat-based money creation based on debt is a system that's dying to move us to where Trump is taking us, to a system of possibly tangible backed currency, having other countries pay for our bills rather than U.S. taxpayers. That's what tariffs do. And I'm excited about what's to come. But we can participate in it. We can grow in that and thrive if we allocate properly.
And Trump's moving so quickly. You know, I knew he was going to probably go to gold back, but this is going to be probably sooner than later. And so, guys, don't be one day late. So I'm saying, call Kirk now. Yeah, just think about that. Even if silver went up to 50, it could be at 1,500, right? Just to look at that multiple, right? So it's still incredibly cheap to what this could do if he goes gold back and we revalue all this stuff. And it's exciting upside, but also just hedges well. So Kirk, talk a little bit real quickly about why somebody wants to call you, right? So that you can look at their specific situation.
Yeah. So give us a call, 720-605-3900, and just say, Rick, it blessed to teach sent you, or you can fill out the form, which is kepm.com/B2T. And what'll happen is it's like to say, you know, I was listening to Dr. Kirk and Rick talk and need to do something, right? So one of my schedulers will set you up with one of my consultants to hear your dreams, your goals, your passions. Do you want income? Do you want growth? What is it that we can help you with? And then we'll bend over backwards to help move your assets, reposition from paper into tangible assets, gold and silver. We can do it in an IRA. You can do it in cash that you have in your bank accounts. The process is really easy because we do almost all of it for you. I have an amazing team. They'll bless you tremendously like they bless me.
All right, Kirk. Well, thank you so much for coming on and for giving us an update, and God bless you, and we'll see you in, I think, 3 weeks or so will be the next time, since I'll be out of town the next couple of weeks. But thank you so much.
You bet. We'll see ya.
All right. God bless. Thanks a ton.
Bye-bye.
Wow, guys. That is crazy stuff when you think about it. I just want to kind of go back to some of those charts. Look at this. You know, here, Doge is actually at the U.S. debt clock now. We see that. We see here... this is the usdebtclock.org on Twitter or on X, basically saying Doge drops. Should Doge audit the Federal Reserve? Shrouded in 111 years of intrigue and secrecy, has the time finally come to open the books of the Fed? To me, the fact that they're actually talking about that and auditing the Fort Knox is showing that Trump is going to rip this country back from the federal bankers, and we're going to have that. And if sooner than later, as quick as he's moving, I really believe that our dream of getting to gold back currency and back to not having all these taxes is going to happen. This is what the golden age is about, right? He calls the golden age for a reason. So get your free consultation from Kirk. I think it's over 111 billion now of savings. So you can go see that the U.S. debt clock. And again, should Doge audit the Federal Reserve? Well, it looks like they're going to be auditing Fort Knox. So it looks like we're getting there. That's quite exciting. But again, guys, this is we're going to get an economic update, but just make sure you're getting smart about precious metals and how it can protect you and what it could do if the Babylonian financial system crashes and they close the Fed and go to gold back. That's what I'm betting on, guys. You can call Kirk at 720-605-3900 and get a free financial consultation on your specific plans or what your specific needs are. Again, there's also a link down below you can use to just fill out a form, but it's probably faster just to call 720-605-3900. Tell them Rick B2T sent you. You'll get prioritized. Kirk, I'm going to bring you on now. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome, Rick. How are you?
God, I'm doing awesome. Yeah, so appreciate you coming and giving us updates every once in a while on what's going on with the economy, what's going on with this whole Doge thing. So give us some updates.
So this whole auditing Fort Knox thing is actually a big deal.
Okay.
So when you look at why it's a big deal, so about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, Secretary of Treasury Bessent and Trump were signing an executive order to have a sovereign wealth fund in America. Now, during that signing, an interview, a reporter had asked Secretary Bessent, like, so, you know, I don't know what the question was, but the answer was, well, within the next 12 months, we're going to stand this up. We are going to monetize the assets of the U.S. balance sheet. So what does that mean? What does monetize mean? It means to make money from, right? And then what are the assets on the balance sheet? Well, we've got land, right? And you can't really monetize the land unless you do something with it. Unless, like here in Colorado, we've got massive amounts of federal open space and wildlife areas, and same in Wyoming, Montana, Utah, New Mexico, right? It's just a lot of federal land. Mm-hmm. Well, you can monetize it by, you know, charging people $15 to park at national parks, but that's nothing, right? So you have to do what Trump said, drill, baby, drill. Well, a few days after this announcement by Bessent, what did they do? They opened up 625 million acres to drill, baby, drill, right? So they're going to start to monetize the assets of our balance sheet. The other asset that we have is gold. We have about 8,500 tons of it, and it's at Fort Knox, right? So
supposedly.
So supposedly. Yeah. So remember Ron Paul, former congressman? You know, I remember back in 2010, people thought he was Looney Tunes, completely off his rocker, because he said, we got to audit the Fed, and, you know, like the thing that you have on the screen there. And people thought he was nuts, because back then people thought that the Fed was a legitimate part of the government. Well, it's not part of the government. It's not federal, nor is there a reserve there. It's independent banking cartel that owns the Fed, and they charge the U.S. government interest by printing money out of thin air that they pocket.
What a great deal.
That's what it is. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what the Fed is. So audit the Fed, yes, but audit Fort Knox? Absolutely. So Ron Paul, in an interview earlier in the week, said he thinks that the gold's possibly at Fort Knox. However, he doesn't think it's ours. Like, what do you mean? How could it be there and not be ours? So I remember back in 2012, Rick, that Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany at the time, asked the Fed, we want our gold back. We want to bring it back home to Germany. Well, guess what their answer was? Their answer was, well, how about in 7 years? It's like, what? 7 years? I mean, if it were my gold and I were another country, I would say, no, I want it now. We just gave it to you for safekeeping. So here's where I think what's happening. It was rehypothecated, meaning it was used over and over and over again, just like a $100 deposit you had put in the bank, right? It's not like that $100 just sits there waiting for you to take it out. They use it. They invest it. They buy stocks, bonds, real estate, other buildings, companies, and commercial real estate, and they lend it out to other banker, you know, members of the bank, and they get interest on it, right? They use it is the point. Well, they're just hoping and praying that not everybody wants their money out on the same day, because it's not actually there. I think the same thing is happening with the gold at the Fed or at Fort Knox. It's not there. It's there, but it's not ours to use because it's been collateralized. It's been used for other things. So this is where the audit comes in. So, and couple this with, over the last 3 weeks, and we've talked about this before, Rick, is metals, gold and silver are leaving the Bank of England. They're leaving the LBMA vaults to an extent that we've never seen before in history. Like, they're almost empty. It's
and
gone.
Well, and that's well documented, right? Because they're the people.
Very well documented. Yeah. I mean, you could on every mainstream media, on all channels, it's like it's gone. And so the Bank of England and LBMA are saying, well, and you have to realize these are the largest vaults in the world. They are the ones that store metals for central banks and for countries, right? That's big. Bigger than any, you know, COMEX depository. They're massive. So right. They're in such a pickle because they need to provide physical delivery when these contracts expire, these paper contracts, they don't have it. So what are they doing? They're offering people or institutions, hedge funds, central banks, whatever, that have gold stored in the LBMA vaults are saying, we'll pay you 16% a month for you to borrow your gold to us so we can actually ship it out and fulfill these contracts. It's like, okay, not a year, not 16% a year, 16% a month. Well, people think, well, that's a good deal. It's like, no, it's not. If you want your gold, they can't get it, and the gold isn't there. Where is it going? It's like, I don't care if they would pay me 50% a month. I'm not giving it to them if I want to keep my gold because I'm probably not giving it back. Right? So here's where is it going? It's going to New York. The COMEX, CME COMEX depositories, their inventories of gold are exploding in size. And it's leaving all these other parts of the world. It's leaving the London vault. It's leaving other depositories around the world coming home to roost, so to speak. So Trump is repatriating the gold back to America because I think within 12 months, monetizing the assets of our balance sheet, like Secretary Bessent said, I think that we're going to have a gold-backed currency in America within a year. And woo! How do you have a gold-backed currency? Because you have to actually have it. That's why they're going to need to audit Fort Knox to make sure that it's there. It's coming back home. See, this is so exciting to me because it's what the founding fathers envisioned for our country. It's not just tariffs, right? We had tariffs in this country from 1776 to 1913. It wasn't until 1913 that we got rid of tariffs and went with the IRS and the Federal Reserve. So now Trump's bringing us back to what the founding fathers and the godly wisdom that God breathed into them when they founded our country, we're going back to that. But what else did the founding fathers say? They said, well, we're going to only have money that's gold and silver coinage. That's the only version of money that the founding fathers envisioned, right?
Yeah.
Looks like we're going back to that. Now, one other big thing. Words have meaning.
Mm-hmm.
A big meaning, right? And when on Inauguration Day, Trump didn't say, well, we're going to slap tariffs on the rest of the world, and it's going to be how we make money, and we're going to monetize our debt. And when we slap tariffs on the rest of the world, their products are going to be more expensive. Ours are going to be relatively less. People are going to buy American. That's going to create jobs and spending, and the markets are going to grow. All of that is true, but that's not what he said. What he said was something very simple. He said, we're about to enter into a new golden age for America. That's it. Why did he use the word golden age? Right? Interesting choice of words, because we are. It's not just a renaissance moving forward where we're going to regain our political, our economic, our personal freedoms, our health freedoms, our religious freedoms. It's more than that. We're going to actually probably have a gold-backed currency in this country, and it's going to be amazing. And the gold leaving London, coming here, is something very significant.
Yeah, and so a lot of people were thinking it was who's doing that, but it would make sense. Who would have the power to do that? It would seem to be Trump's probably the only one that has the power to do that, right? Yeah, sorry, it looks like you may have got muted there. But
I pressed the wrong button.
Yeah.
He is the only one that's that big. I don't think this is a billionaire doing it. I don't think it's a hedge fund. To actually have this much metal moving across the world, I don't see how it couldn't be the U.S. government.
All right. So explain this chart a little bit. This is the U.S. debt clock, and they have this thing that says dollar to silver ratio and this dollar to gold ratio now. And it's basically saying that the gold should be at 89 versus the 2900 right now? Is that's what that's saying right here?
Yeah, so what that this is a really great chart. I love usdebtclock.org, right? So what that's saying is the amount of money that's in circulation, the M3 money supply, compared to the number of ounces of gold that's available, that it should be, you know, the number 12,500 and something dollars an ounce.
Well, it's saying 8,000 and 5 years, 12,000, right?
Yes. So the 5 years tells us how much money, if you just look at the last 5 years, not all over time, right? The last 5 years, the amount of money that's gone into circulation, that's what the number that we want to look at, because that's the current trend.
Right.
Right. So, and on silver, if it's going to be 12, it should be 12,000 and gold is 3,000. That's a four times factor greater than what it is. It tells us gold is very undervalued. Mm-hmm. But look at silver. Silver's $32.50 an ounce today. It's saying it should be about $1,500 an ounce. Okay, that's a huge multiplier over the current price. That just tells us the supply chain disruptions that we have, the low supply, the high demand. It's a little bit crazy, right? And not that the gold one was bad. I mean, I'll take a four times increase of what it should be. But it just tells us, I don't know if we're going to get to those levels, but it tells us how undervalued we are at current prices.
Yeah, but doesn't it also say, Kirk, that once almost like the Babylonian system has to fall and the new gold standard comes, that this could start happening? But it's not going to probably happen until then. Do you agree with that?
Correct. I would say that's an accurate thing to say, yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, even if you erase all that, it's a great hedge against downtimes and hyperinflation, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, you look at what gold has done and what silver has done in particular. Silver over the, I mean, 3.5 years ago, it was $17 and some change an ounce. Now it's 32,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's almost doubled mm-hmm. over the last few years. Well, that's averaging about 30% a year growth. It's incredible. How much has the dollar eroded during that time? It hasn't eroded by 30% a year. So not only has it maintained its purchasing power, but you're actually growing as well, right? If the dollar lost 20% of its value and silver went up 20%, well, then it's break even. You maintained your purchasing power. But I don't think the dollar has lost 100% of its value in the last 3.5 years. In fact, I know it hasn't. It's lost because of all the inflation. And if inflation's hovering at around 15% a year, in reality, mm-hmm. so that's 45% decline in your purchasing power over that time frame. And silver's doubled, right? So you're growing more than what the inflation is, which is how you succeed over time.
Right. Okay. And but another important thing is that every person's different. And I know a lot of people have heard me talk about this, but haven't really done anything. And if I tell people, you can't be one day late, right? It's better to be 3 years early or a year early. Because once this hits, you're not going to be able to get any silver, right?
Yeah. I mean, 3 months early, a year early. I mean, just look at that letter, you know, that we were talking about. $3 silver increase on February 20th. So I got a letter from a massive refinery in Europe, one of the largest in the world. And what they said, because of everything, Rick, that you and I have talked about off air and on this channel, of tariffs increasing prices, geopolitical disruptions, interest rates going up and the soaring cost of borrowing. One of the largest refineries in the world, I got a letter from them and I had to take off the logo, I had to take off the signature line too, because I can talk about it in general, but they said February 20th, they're going to raise prices on gold $3.50 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, I mean, gold's $3,000 an ounce. That's not a big, huge deal.
1%, yeah.
However, silver, unminted silver, they're raising it $3 an ounce. It's like, okay, that is a big deal. Because silver's 32. So February 20th, which is tomorrow, the price of silver coming from this refinery is going to be another 8 to 9% more expensive than what it is today. Now, here's the thing. I don't think it's going to end at just minted products. It's going to go to all products, cast products like bars and everything else. And it's not going to end at just this one refinery. It's probably going to be all refineries. See, this is just the first. Because the fundamental forces that are causing them to have to write this letter to all their depositories in America are the same for everybody. We do have geopolitical tensions. We do have the rising cost of inflation, that rising cost of borrowing. We've got these tariffs, which are this black swan event that we didn't foresee coming. And they have to raise their prices, their premiums. So everybody who's buying minted products tomorrow, it's probably going to be more expensive. Mm-hmm. And then I believe it's going to be a lot more expensive as other refineries start to enter into the fold of what this one just said. I mean, this is big news. And it's confirmation of everything that we've talked about over the years of we are entering into a new era. Things are about to change. The system as we know it is collapsing. Something has to die for something to be born, right? And so what we're seeing is the old central bank fiat-based money creation based on debt is a system that's dying to move us to where Trump is taking us, to a system of possibly tangible-backed currency, having other countries pay for our bills rather than U.S. taxpayers. That's what tariffs do. And I'm excited about what's to come. But we can participate in it. We can grow in that and thrive if we allocate properly.
And Trump's moving so quickly. You know, I knew he was going to probably go to gold back, but this is going to be probably sooner than later. And so, guys, don't be one day late. Is what I'm saying. Call Kirk now. Yeah. Just think about that. Even if silver went up to 50, it could be at 1,500, right? Just to look at that multiple, right? So it's still incredibly cheap to what this could do if he goes gold back and we revalue all this stuff. And it's exciting upside, but also just hedges well. So Kirk, just talk a little bit real quickly about why somebody wants to call you, right? So that you can look at their specific situation.
Yeah, so give us a call. 720-605-3900 and just say, Rick, Hit Blessed to Teach sent you, or you can fill out the form, which is kepm.com/B2T. And what'll happen is it's like to say, you know, I was listening to Dr. Kirk and Rick talk and need to do something, right? So one of my schedulers will set you up with one of my consultants to hear your dreams, your goals, your passions. Do you want income? Do you want growth? What is it that we can help you with? And then we'll bend over backwards to help move your assets, reposition from paper into tangible assets, gold and silver. We can do it in an IRA. You can do it in cash that you have in your bank accounts. The process is really easy because we do almost all of it for you. I have an amazing team. They'll bless you tremendously like they bless me.
All right, Kirk. Well, thank you so much for coming on and for giving us an update. And God bless you. And we'll see you in, I think, 3 weeks or so is be the next time, since I'll be out of town the next couple of weeks. But thank you so much.
You bet. We'll see ya.
All right. God bless. Thanks a ton.
Bye-bye.
Wow, guys. That is crazy stuff when you think about it. I just want to kind of go back to some of those charts. Look at this. You know, here Doge is actually at the U.S. debt clock now. We see that. We see here this is the U.S. debt clock.org on Twitter. Or on X, basically saying Doge drops. Should Doge audit the Federal Reserve? Shrouded in 111 years of intrigue and secrecy, has the time finally come to open the books of the Fed? To me, the fact that they're actually talking about that and auditing the Fort Knox is showing that Trump is going to rip this country back from the federal bankers, and we're going to have that. And if sooner than later, as quick as he's moving, I really believe that our dream of getting to gold back currency and back to not having all these taxes is going to happen. This is what the golden age is about, right? He calls the golden age for a reason. So get your free consultation from Kirk. I think it's over $111 billion now of savings. So you can go see that the U.S. debt clock. And again, should Doge audit the Federal Reserve? Well, it looks like they're going to be auditing Fort Knox. So it looks like we're getting there. That's quite exciting. But again, guys, this is we're going to get an economic update. But just make sure you're getting smart about precious metals and how it can protect you and what it could do if the Babylonian financial system crashes and they close the Fed and go to gold back. That's what I'm betting on, guys. You can call Kirk at 720-605-3900 and get a free financial consultation on your specific plans or what your specific needs are. Again, there's also a link down below you can use to just fill out a form. But it's probably faster just to call 720-605-3900. Tell them Rick B2T sent you. You'll get prioritized. Kirk, I'm going to bring you on now. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome, Rick. How are you?
God, I'm doing awesome. Yeah, so appreciate you coming and giving us updates every once in a while on what's going on with the economy, what's going on with this whole Doge thing. So give us some updates.
So this whole auditing Fort Knox thing is actually a big deal.
Okay.
And so when you look at why it's a big deal, so about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, Secretary of Treasury Bessent and Trump were signing an executive order to have a sovereign wealth fund in America. Now, during that signing, an interview, a reporter had asked Secretary Bessent, say, so, you know, I don't know what the question was, but the answer was, well, within the next 12 months, we're going to stand this up. We are going to monetize the assets of the U.S. balance sheet. So what does that mean? What does monetize mean? It means to make money from. Right. And then what are the assets on the balance sheet? Well, we've got land, right? And you can't really monetize the land unless you do something with it. Unless, like here in Colorado, we've got massive amounts of federal open space and wildlife areas, and same in Wyoming, Montana, Utah, New Mexico, right? It's just a lot of federal land. Mm-hmm. Well, you can monetize it by, you know, charging people $15 to park at national parks, but that's nothing, right? So you have to do what Trump said, drill, baby, drill. Well, a few days after this announcement by Bessent, what did they do? They opened up 625 million acres to drill, baby, drill, right? So they're going to start to monetize the assets of our balance sheet. The other asset that we have is gold. We have about 8,500 tons of it, and it's at Fort Knox, right? So
supposedly.
So. Supposedly. So remember Ron Paul, former congressman? You know, I remember back in 2010, people thought he was Looney Tunes, completely off his rocker, because he said, we got to audit the Fed, and, you know, like the thing that you have on the screen there. And people thought he was nuts, because back then people thought that the Fed was a legitimate part of the government. Well, it's not part of the government. It's not federal, nor is there a reserve there. It's independent banking cartel that owns the Fed. And they charge the U.S. government interest by printing money out of thin air that they pocket.
What a great
deal. That's what it is. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what the Fed is. So audit the Fed, yes. But audit Fort Knox, absolutely. So Ron Paul, in an interview earlier in the week, said he thinks that the gold's possibly at Fort Knox. However, he doesn't think it's ours. Like, what do you mean? How could it be there and not be ours? So I remember back in 2012, Rick, that Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany at the time, asked the Fed, we want our gold back. We want to bring it back home to Germany. Well, guess what their answer was? Their answer was, well, how about in 7 years? It's like, what? 7 years? I mean, if it were my gold and I were another country, I would say, no, I want it now. We just gave it to you for safekeeping. So here's where I think what's happening. It was rehypothecated, meaning it was used over and over and over again, just like a $100 deposit you had put in the bank, right? It's not like that $100 just sits there waiting for you to take it out. They use it. They invest it. They buy stocks, bonds, real estate, other buildings, companies, and commercial real estate, and they lend it out to other banker, you know, members of the bank, and they get interest on it, right? They use it is the point. Well, they're just hoping and praying that not everybody wants their money out on the same day because it's not actually there. I think the same thing is happening with the gold at the Fed or at Fort Knox. It's not there. It's there, but it's not ours to use because it's been collateralized. It's been used for other things. So this is where the audit comes in. So, and couple this with over the last 3 weeks, and we've talked about this before, Rick, is metals, gold and silver are leaving the Bank of England. They're leaving the LBMA vaults to an extent that we've never seen before in history. Like, they're almost empty. It's
and
gone.
And that's well documented, right? Because they're the people
very that, well documented. Yeah. I mean, you could on every mainstream media, on all channels, it's like it's gone. And so the Bank of England and LBMA are saying, well, And you have to realize, these are the largest vaults in the world. They are the ones that store metals for central banks and for countries, right? That's big. Bigger than any, you know, COMEX depository. They're massive. So right. They're in such a pickle because they need to provide physical delivery when these contracts expire, these paper contracts. They don't have it. So what are they doing? They're offering people or institutions, hedge funds, central banks, whatever, that have gold stored in the LBMA vaults are saying, we'll pay you 16% a month for you to borrow your gold to us so we can actually ship it out and fulfill these contracts. It's like, okay, not a year, not 16% a year, 16% a month. Well, people think, well, that's a good deal. It's like, no, it's not. If you want your gold, they can't get it, and the gold isn't there. Where is it going? It's like, I don't care if they would pay me 50% a month. I'm not giving it to them if I want to keep my gold because I'm probably not giving it back. Right? So here's where is it going? It's going to New York. The COMEX, CME COMEX depositories, their inventories of gold are exploding in size. And it's leaving all these other parts of the world. It's leaving the London vault. It's leaving other depositories around the world coming home to roost, so to speak. So Trump is repatriating the gold back to America. Because I think within 12 months, monetizing the assets of our balance sheet, like Secretary Bessent said, I think that we're going to have a gold-backed currency in America within a year. And woo! How do you have a gold-backed currency? Because you have to actually have it. That's why they're going to need to audit Fort Knox to make sure that it's there. It's coming back home. See, this is so exciting to me. Because it's what the founding fathers envisioned for our country. It's not just tariffs, right? We had tariffs in this country from 1776 to 1913. It wasn't until 1913 that we got rid of tariffs and went with the IRS and the Federal Reserve. So now Trump's bringing us back to what the founding fathers and the godly wisdom that God breathed into them when they founded our country, we're going back to that. But what else did the founding fathers say? They said, well, we're going to only have money that's gold and silver coinage. That's the only version of money that the founding fathers envisioned, right?
Yeah.
Looks like we're going back to that. Now, one other big thing. Words have meaning,
mm-hmm.
a big meaning, right? And when on Inauguration Day, Trump didn't say, well, we're going to slap tariffs on the rest of the world, and it's going to be how we make money, and we're going to monetize our debt. And when we slap tariffs on the rest of the world, their products are going to be more expensive. Ours are going to be relatively less. People are going to buy American. That's going to create jobs and spending, and the markets are going to grow. All of that is true, but that's not what he said. What he said was something very simple. He said, we're about to enter into a new golden age for America. That's it. Why did he use the word golden age? Right? Interesting choice of words, because we are. It's not just a renaissance moving forward where we're going to regain our political, our economic, our personal freedoms, our health freedoms, our religious freedoms. It's more than that. We're going to actually probably have a gold-backed currency in this country, and it's going to be amazing. And the gold leaving London, coming here, is something very significant.
Yeah, and so a lot of people are thinking, who's doing that? But it would make sense. Who would have the power to do that? It would seem to be Trump's probably the only one that has the power to do that, right? Yeah, sorry, it looks like you may have got muted there. But
I pressed the wrong button.
Yeah.
He is the only one that's that big. I don't think this is a billionaire doing it. I don't think it's a hedge fund. To actually have this much metal moving across the world, I don't see how it couldn't be the U.S. government.
All right. So explain this chart a little bit. This is the U.S. debt clock, and they have this thing that says dollar to silver ratio and this dollar to gold ratio now. And it's basically saying that the gold should be at 89 versus the 2900 right now. Is that's what that's saying right here?
Yeah. So what that. This is a really great chart. I love usdebtclock.org, right? So what that's saying is the amount of money that's in circulation, the M3 money supply, compared to the number of ounces of gold that's available, that it should be, you know, the number $12,500 and something dollars an ounce.
Well, it's saying 8,000 in 5 years, 12,000, right?
Yes. So the 5 years tells us how much money, if you just look at the last 5 years, not all over time, right? The last 5 years, the amount of money that's gone into circulation, that's what the number that we want to look at, because that's the current trend.
Right.
Right. So, and on silver, if it's going to be 12, it should be 12,000 and gold is 3,000. That's a 4 times factor greater than what it is. It tells us gold is very undervalued. Mm-hmm. But look at silver. Silver's $32.50 an ounce today. It's saying it should be about $1,500 an ounce. Okay, that's a huge multiplier over the current price. That just tells us the supply chain disruptions that we have, the low supply, the high demand. It's a little bit crazy, right? And not that the gold one was bad. I mean, I'll take a 4 times increase of what it should be. But it just tells us, I don't know if we're going to get to those levels, but it tells us how undervalued we are at current prices.
Yeah, but doesn't it also say, Kirk, that once almost like the Babylonian system has to fall and the new gold standard comes, that this could start happening? But it's not going to probably happen until then. Do you agree with that?
Correct. I would say that's an accurate thing to say, yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, even if you erase all that, it's a great hedge against downtimes and hyperinflation, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, you look at what gold has done and what silver has done in particular. Silver over the, 3.5 years ago, it was $17 and some change an ounce. Now it's 32.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's almost doubled over the last few years. Well, that's averaging about 30% a year growth. It's incredible. How much has the dollar eroded during that time? It hasn't eroded by 30% a year. So not only has it maintained its purchasing power, but you're actually growing as well, right? If the dollar lost 20% of its value and silver went up 20%, well, then it's break even. You maintained your purchasing power. But I don't think the dollar has lost 100% of its value in the last 3.5 years. In fact, I know it hasn't. It's lost because of all the inflation. And if inflation's hovering at around 15% a year, in reality, so that's 45% decline in your purchasing power over that time frame. And silver's doubled, right? So you're growing more than what the inflation is, which is how you succeed over time.
Right. Okay. And but another important thing is that every person's different. And there's a lot of people who heard me talk about this, but haven't really done anything. And if I tell people, you can't be one day late, right? It's better to be 3 years early or a year early. Because once this hits, you're not going to be able to get any silver, right?
Yeah. I mean, 3 months early, a year early. I mean, just look at that letter, you know, that we were talking about. $3 silver increase on February 20th. So I got a letter from a massive refinery in Europe, one of the largest in the world. And what they said, because of everything, Rick, that you and I have talked about off air and on this channel, of tariffs, increasing prices, geopolitical disruptions, interest rates going up and the soaring cost of borrowing. One of the largest refineries in the world, I got a letter from them and I had to take off the logo. I had to take off the signature line too, because I can talk about it in general, but they said February 20th, they're going to raise prices on gold $3.50 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, I mean, gold's $3,000 an ounce. That's not a big, huge deal.
1%, yeah.
However, silver, unminted silver, they're raising it $3 an ounce. It's like, okay, that is a big deal. Because silver's 32. So February 20th, which is tomorrow, the price of silver coming from this refinery is going to be another 8 to 9% more expensive than what it is today. Now, here's the thing. I don't think it's going to end at just minted products. It's going to go to all products, cast products like bars and everything else. And it's not going to end at just this one refinery. It's probably going to be all refineries. See, this is just the first. Because the fundamental forces that are causing them to have to write this letter to all their depositories in America are the same for everybody. We do have geopolitical tensions. We do have the rising cost of inflation, that rising cost of borrowing. We've got these tariffs, which are this black swan event that we didn't foresee coming. and they have to raise their prices, their premiums. So everybody who's buying minted products tomorrow, it's probably going to be more expensive. Mm-hmm. And then I believe it's going to be a lot more expensive as other refineries start to enter into the fold of what this one just said. I mean, this is big news. And it's confirmation of everything that we've talked about over the years of we are entering into a new era. Things are about to change. The system as we know it is collapsing. Something has to die for something to be born, right? And so what we're seeing is the old central bank fiat-based money creation based on debt is a system that's dying to move us to where Trump is taking us, to a system of possibly tangible backed currency, having other countries pay for our bills rather than U.S. taxpayers. That's what tariffs do. And I'm excited about what's to come. But we can participate in it. We can grow in that and thrive if we allocate properly.
And Trump's moving so quickly. You know, I knew he was going to probably go to gold back, but this is going to be probably sooner than later. And so, guys, don't be one day late. So I'm saying, call Kirk now. Yeah. just think about that. If silver went up to 50, it could be at 1,500, right? Just to look at that multiple, right? So it's still incredibly cheap to what this could do if he goes gold back and we revalue all this stuff. And it's exciting upside, but also just hedges well. So Kirk, just talk a little bit real quickly about why somebody wants to call you, right? So that you can look at their specific situation.
Yeah. So give us a call, 720-605-3900, and just say, Rick, Hit Blessed to Teach sent you, or you can fill out the form, which is kepm.com/B2T. And what'll happen is it's like to say, you know, I was listening to Dr. Kirk and Rick talk and need to do something, right? So one of my schedulers will set you up with one of my consultants to hear your dreams, your goals, your passions. Do you want income? Do you want growth? What is it that we can help you with? And then we'll bend over backwards to help move your assets, reposition from paper into tangible assets, gold and silver. We can do it in an IRA. You can do it in cash that you have in your bank accounts. The process is really easy because we do almost all of it for you. I have an amazing team. They'll bless you tremendously like they bless me.
All right, Kirk. Well, thank you so much for coming on and for giving us an update, and God bless you, and we'll see you in, I think, 3 weeks or so is be the next time, since I'll be out of town the next couple of weeks. But thank you so much.
You bet. We'll see ya.
All right. God bless. Thanks a ton.
Bye-bye.
Wow, guys. That is crazy stuff when you think about it. I just want to kind of go back to some of those charts. Look at this. You know, here, Doge is actually at the U.S. debt clock now. We see that. We see this is the usdebtclock.org on Twitter or on X, basically saying Doge drops. Should Doge audit the Federal Reserve? Shrouded in 111 years of intrigue and secrecy, has the time finally come to open the books of the Fed? To me, that the fact that they're actually talking about that and auditing the Fort Knox is showing that Trump is going to rip this country back from the federal bankers, and we're going to have that. And if sooner than later, as quick as he's moving, I really believe that our dream of getting to gold back currency and back to not having all these taxes is going to happen. This is what the golden age is about, right? He calls the golden age for a reason. So get your free consultation from Kirk. I think it's over 111 billion now of savings. So you can go see that the U.S. debt clock. And again, should Doge audit the Federal Reserve? Well, it looks like they're going to be auditing Fort Knox. So it looks like we're getting there. That's quite exciting. But again, guys, this is we're going to get an economic update, but just make sure you're getting smart about precious metals and how it can protect you and what it could do if the Babylonian financial system crashes and they close the Fed and go to gold back. That's what I'm betting on, guys. You can call Kirk at 720-605-3900 and get a free financial consultation on your specific plans or what your specific needs are. Again, there's also a link down below you can use to just fill in a form, but it's probably faster just to call 720-605-3900. Tell them Rick B2T sent you. You'll get prioritized. Kirk, I'm going to bring you on now. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome, Rick. How are you?
God, I'm doing awesome. Yeah, so appreciate you coming and giving us updates every once in a while on what's going on with the economy, what's going on with this whole Doge thing. So give us some updates.
So this whole auditing Fort Knox thing is actually a big deal.
Okay.
So when you look at why it's a big deal, so about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, Secretary of Treasury Bessent and Trump were signing an executive order to have a sovereign wealth fund in America. Now, during that signing, an interview, a reporter had asked Secretary Bessent, like, so, you know, I don't know what the question was, but the answer was, well, within the next 12 months, we're going to stand this up. We are going to monetize the assets of the U.S. balance sheet. So what does that mean? What does monetize mean? It means to make money from, right? And then what are the assets on the balance sheet? Well, we've got land, right? And you can't really monetize the land unless you do something with it. Unless, like here in Colorado, we've got massive amounts of federal open space and wildlife areas. And same in Wyoming, Montana, Utah, New Mexico, right? It's just a lot of federal land. Mm-hmm. Well, you can monetize it by, you know, charging people $15 to park at national parks, but that's nothing, right? So you have to do what Trump said, drill, baby, drill. Well, a few days after this announcement by Bessent, what did they do? They opened up 625 million acres to drill, baby, drill, right? So they're going to start to monetize the assets of our balance sheet. The other asset that we have is gold. We have about 8,500 tons of it, and it's at Fort Knox, right? So
supposedly.
So supposedly. Yeah. So remember Ron Paul, former congressman? You know, I remember back in 2010, people thought he was Looney Tunes, completely off his rocker, because he said, we got to audit the Fed, and, you know, like the thing that you have on the screen there. And people thought he was nuts, because back then people thought that the Fed was a legitimate part of the government. Well, it's not part of the government. It's not federal, nor is there a reserve there. It's independent banking cartel that owns the Fed, and they charge the U.S. government interest by printing money out of thin air that they pocket.
What a great deal.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what the Fed is. So audit the Fed, yes, but audit Fort Knox? Absolutely. So Ron Paul, in an interview earlier in the week, said he thinks that the gold's possibly at Fort Knox. However, he doesn't think it's ours. Like, what do you mean? How could it be there and not be ours? So I remember back in 2012, Rick, that Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany at the time, asked the Fed, we want our gold back. We want to bring it back home to Germany. Well, guess what their answer was? Their answer was, well, how about in 7 years? It's like, what? 7 years? I mean, if it were my gold and I were another country, I would say, no, I want it now. We just gave it to you for safekeeping. So here's where I think what's happening. It was rehypothecated, meaning it was used over and over and over again, just like a $100 deposit you had put in the bank, right? It's not like that $100 just sits there waiting for you to take it out. They use it. They invest it. They buy stocks, bonds, real estate, other buildings, companies, and commercial real estate, and they lend it out to other banker, you know, members of the bank, and they get interest on it, right? They use it is the point. Well, they're just hoping and praying that not everybody wants their money out on the same day, because it's not actually there. I think the same thing is happening with the gold at the Fed or at Fort Knox. It's not there. It's there, but it's not ours to use because it's been collateralized. It's been used for other things. So this is where the audit comes in. So, and couple this with over the last 3 weeks, and we've talked about this before, Rick, is metals, gold and silver are leaving the Bank of England. They're leaving the LBMA vaults to an extent that we've never seen before in history. Like, they're almost empty. It's
and
gone.
And that's well documented, right? Because they're the people.
Very well documented. Yeah. I mean, you could, on every mainstream media, mm-hmm. on all channels, it's like, it's gone. And so the Bank of England and LBMA are saying, well, and you have to realize, these are the largest vaults in the world. They are the ones that store metals for central banks and for countries, right? That's big. Bigger than any, you know, COMEX depository. They're massive. So right. They're in such a pickle because they need to provide physical delivery when these contracts expire, these paper contracts, they don't have it. So what are they doing? They're offering people or institutions, hedge funds, central banks, whatever, that have gold stored in the LBMA vaults are saying, we'll pay you 16% a month for you to borrow your gold to us so we can actually ship it out and fulfill these contracts. It's like, okay, not a year, not 16% a year, 16% a month. Well, people think, well, that's a good deal. It's like, no, it's not. If you want your gold, they can't get it, and the gold isn't there. Where is it going? It's like, I don't care if they would pay me 50% a month. I'm not giving it to them if I want to keep my gold, because I'm probably not giving it back, right? So here's where is it going? It's going to New York. The COMEX, CME COMEX depositories, their inventories of gold are exploding in size, and it's leaving all these other parts of the world. It's leaving the London vault. It's leaving other depositories around the world, coming home to roost, so to speak. So Trump is repatriating the gold back to America, because I think within 12 months, monetizing the assets of our balance sheet, like Secretary Bessent said, I think that we're going to have a gold-backed currency in America within a year. And how do you have a gold-backed currency? Because you have to actually have it. That's why they're going to need to audit Fort Knox to make sure that it's there. It's coming back home. See, this is so exciting to me, because it's what the founding fathers envisioned for our country. It's not just tariffs, right? We had tariffs in this country from 1776 to 1913. It wasn't until 1913 that we got rid of tariffs and went with the IRS and the Federal Reserve. So now Trump's bringing us back to what the founding fathers and the godly wisdom that God breathed into them when they founded our country. We're going back to that. But what else did the founding fathers say? They said, well, we're going to only have money that's gold and silver coinage. That's the only version of money that the founding fathers envisioned, right?
Yeah.
Looks like we're going back to that. Now, one other big thing. Words have meaning.
Mm-hmm.
A big meaning, right? And when on Inauguration Day, Trump didn't say, well, we're going to slap tariffs on the rest of the world, and it's going to be how we make money, and we're going to monetize our debt. And when we slap tariffs on the rest of the world, their products are going to be more expensive. Ours are going to be relatively less. People are going to buy American. That's going to create jobs and spending, and the markets are going to grow. All of that is true, but that's not what he said. What he said was something very simple. He said, we're about to enter into a new golden age for America. That's it. Why did he use the word golden age? Right? Interesting choice of words, because we are. It's not just a renaissance moving forward where we're going to regain our political, our economic, our personal freedoms, our health freedoms, our religious freedoms. It's more than that. We're going to actually probably have a gold-backed currency in this country, and it's going to be amazing. And the gold leaving London, coming here, is something very significant.
Yeah, and so a lot of people were thinking, who's doing that? But it would make sense. Who would have the power to do that? It would seem to be Trump's probably the only one that has the power to do that, right? Yeah, sorry, it looks like you may have gotten muted there. But
I pressed the wrong button.
Yeah.
He is the only one that's that big. I don't think this is a billionaire doing it. I don't think it's a hedge fund. To actually have this much metal moving across the world, I don't see how it couldn't be the U.S. government.
All right. So explain this chart a little bit. This is the U.S. debt clock, and they have this thing that says dollar to silver ratio and this dollar to gold ratio now. And it's basically saying that the gold should be at 89 versus the 2900 right now. Is that's what that's saying right here?
Yeah. So what that. This is a really great chart. I love usdebtclock.org, right? So what that's saying is the amount of money that's in circulation, the M3 money supply, compared to the number of ounces of gold that's available, that it should be, you know, the number $12,500 and something dollars an ounce.
Well, it's saying 8,000 in 5 years, 12,000, right?
Yes. So the 5 years tells us how much money, if you just look at the last 5 years, not all over time, right? The last 5 years, the amount of money that's gone into circulation, That's what the number that we want to look at, because that's the current trend.
Right.
Right. So, and on silver, it's so if it's going to be 12, it should be 12,000 and gold is 3,000. That's a four times factor greater than what it is. It tells us gold is very undervalued. Mm-hmm. But look at silver. Silver's $32.50 an ounce today. It's saying it should be about $1,500 an ounce. Okay, that's a huge multiplier over the current price. That just tells us the supply chain disruptions that we have, the low supply, the high demand. It's a little bit crazy, right? And not that the gold one was bad. I mean, I'll take a four times increase of what it should be. But it just tells us, I don't know if we're going to get to those levels, but it tells us how undervalued we are at current prices.
Yeah, but doesn't it also say, Kirk, that once that the almost like the Babylonian system has to fall and the new gold standard comes, that this could start happening, but it's not going to probably happen until then. Do you agree with that?
Correct. I would say that's an accurate thing to say. Yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, even if you erase all that, it's a great hedge against downtimes and hyperinflation. Correct.
Well, yeah. I mean, you look at what gold has done and what silver has done in particular. Silver over the, I mean, 3.5 years ago, it was $17 and some change an ounce. Now it's 32.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's almost doubled mm-hmm. over the last few years. Well, that's averaging about 30% a year growth. It's incredible. How much has the dollar eroded during that time? It hasn't eroded by 30% a year. So not only has it maintained its purchasing power, but you're actually growing as well, right? If the dollar lost 20% of its value and silver went up 20%, well, then it's break even. You maintained your purchasing power. Mm-hmm. But I don't think the dollar has lost 100% of its value in the last 3.5 years. In fact, I know it hasn't. It's lost because of all the inflation. And if inflation's hovering at around 15% a year in reality, mm-hmm. so that's 45% decline in your purchasing power over that time frame. And silver's doubled, right? So you're growing more than what the inflation is, which is how you succeed over time.
Right. Okay. And but another important thing is that every person's different. And I know a lot of people have heard me talk about this, but haven't really done anything. And I tell people, you can't be one day late, right? It's better to be 3 years early or a year early. Because once this hits, you're not going to be able to get any silver, right?
Yeah. I mean, 3 months early, a year early. I mean, just look at that letter, you know, that we were talking about. $3 silver increase on February 20th. So I got a letter from a massive refinery in Europe, one of the largest in the world. And what they said, because of everything, Rick, that you and I have talked about off air and on this channel, of tariffs, increasing prices, geopolitical disruptions, interest rates going up and the soaring cost of borrowing. One of the largest refineries in the world, I got a letter from them and I had to take off the logo. I had to take off the signature line too, because I can talk about it in general, but they said February 20th, they're going to raise prices on gold $3.50 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, I mean, gold's $3,000 an ounce. That's not a big, huge deal.
1%, yeah.
However, silver, unminted silver, they're raising it $3 an ounce. It's like, okay, that is a big deal. Because silver's 32. So February 20th, which is tomorrow, the price of silver coming from this refinery is going to be another 8 to 9% more expensive than what it is today. Now, here's the thing. I don't think it's going to end at just minted products. It's going to go to all products, cast products like bars and everything else. And it's not going to end at just this one refinery. It's probably going to be all refineries. See, this is just the first. Because the fundamental forces that are causing them to have to write this letter to all their depositories in America are the same for everybody. We do have geopolitical tensions. We do have the rising cost of inflation, that rising cost of borrowing. We've got these tariffs, which are this black swan event that we didn't foresee coming, and they have to raise their prices, their premiums. So everybody who's buying minted products tomorrow, it's probably going to be more expensive. Mm-hmm. And then I believe it's going to be a lot more expensive as other refineries start to enter into the fold of what this one just said. I mean, this is big news, and it's confirmation of everything that we've talked about over the years of we are entering into a new era. Things are about to change. the system as we know it is collapsing. Something has to die for something to be born, right? And so what we're seeing is the old central bank fiat-based money creation based on debt is a system that's dying to move us to where Trump is taking us, to a system of possibly tangible backed currency, having other countries pay for our bills rather than U.S. taxpayers. That's what tariffs do. And I'm excited about what's to come. But we can participate in it. We can grow in that and thrive if we allocate properly.
And Trump's moving so quickly. You know, I knew he was going to probably go to gold back, but this is going to be probably sooner than later. And so, guys, don't be one day late. Is what I'm saying. Call Kirk now. Yeah. just think about that. Even if silver went up to 50, it could be at 1,500, right? Just to look at that multiple, right? So it's still incredibly cheap to what this could do if he goes gold back and we revalue all this stuff. And it's exciting upside, but also just hedges well. So Kirk, talk a little bit real quickly about why somebody wants to call you, right? So that you can look at their specific situation.
Yeah. So give us a call. 720-605-3900 and just say, Rick, Hit Blessed to Teach sent you, or you can fill out the form, which is kepm.com/B2T. And what'll happen is, it's like, to say, you know, I was listening to Dr. Kirk and Rick talk and need to do something, right? So one of my schedulers will set you up with one of my consultants to hear your dreams, your goals, your passions. Do you want income? Do you want growth? What is it that we can help you with? And then we'll bend over backwards to help move your assets, reposition from paper into tangible assets, gold and silver. We can do it in an IRA. You can do it in cash that you have in your bank accounts. The process is really easy because we do almost all of it for you. I have an amazing team. They'll bless you tremendously like they bless me.
All right, Kirk. Well, thank you so much for coming on and for giving us an update. And God bless you. And we'll see you in, I think, 3 weeks or so will be the next time, since I'll be out of town the next couple of weeks. But thank you so much.
You bet. We'll see ya.
All right. God bless. Thanks a ton.
Bye-bye.
Wow, guys. That is crazy stuff when you think about it. I just want to kind of go back to some of those charts. Look at this. You know, here, Doge is actually at the U.S. debt clock now. We see that. We see here that this is the usdebtclock.org on Twitter. Or on X, basically saying Doge drops. Should Doge audit the Federal Reserve? Shrouded in 111 years of intrigue and secrecy, has the time finally come to open the books of the Fed? To me, the fact that they're actually talking about that and auditing the Fort Knox is showing that Trump is going to rip this country back from the federal bankers, and we're going to have that. And if sooner than later, as quick as he's moving, I really believe that our dream of getting to gold back currency and back to not having all these taxes is going to happen. This is what the golden age is about, right? He calls the golden age for a reason. So get your free consultation from Kirk. I think it's over $111 billion now of savings. So you can go see that the U.S. debt clock. And again, should Doge audit the Federal Reserve? Well, it looks like they're going to be auditing Fort Knox. So it looks like we're getting there. That's quite exciting. But again, guys, this is we're going to get an economic update. But just make sure you're getting smart about precious metals and how it can protect you and what it could do if the Babylonian financial system crashes and they close the Fed and go to gold back. That's what I'm betting on, guys. You can call Kirk at 720-605-3900 and get a free financial consultation on your specific plans or what your specific needs are. Again, there's also a link down below you can use to just fill out a form, but it's probably faster just to call 720-605-3900. Tell them Rick B2T sent you. You'll get prioritized. Kirk, I'm going to bring you on now. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome, Rick. How are you?
God, I'm doing awesome. Yeah, so appreciate you coming and giving us updates every once in a while on what's going on with the economy, what's going on with this whole Doge thing. So give us some updates.
So this whole auditing Fort Knox thing is actually a big deal.
Okay.
So when you look at why it's a big deal, so about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, Secretary of Treasury Bessent and Trump were signing an executive order to have a sovereign wealth fund in America. Now, during that signing, an interview, a reporter had asked Secretary Bessent, like, so, you know, I don't know what the question was, but the answer was, well, within the next 12 months, we're going to stand this up. We are going to monetize the assets of the U.S. balance sheet. So what does that mean? What does monetize mean? It means to make money from, right? And then what are the assets on the balance sheet? Well, we've got land, right? And you can't really monetize the land unless you do something with it. Unless, like here in Colorado, we've got massive amounts of federal open space and wildlife areas. And same in Wyoming, Montana, Utah, New Mexico, right? It's just a lot of federal land. Mm-hmm. Well, you can monetize it by, you know, charging people $15 to park at national parks, but that's nothing, right? So you have to do what Trump said, drill, baby, drill. Well, a few days after this announcement by Bessent, what did they do? They opened up 625 million acres to drill, baby, drill, right? So they're going to start to monetize the assets of our balance sheet. The other asset that we have is gold. We have about 8,500 tons of it, and it's at Fort Knox, right? So
supposedly.
So supposedly. Yeah. So remember Ron Paul, former congressman? You know, I remember back in 2010, people thought he was Looney Tunes, completely off his rocker, because he said, we got to audit the Fed, and, you know, like the thing that you have on the screen there. And people thought he was nuts, because back then people thought that the Fed was a legitimate part of the government. Well, it's not part of the government. It's not federal, nor is there a reserve there. It's independent banking cartel that owns the Fed. And they charge the U.S. government interest by printing money out of thin air that they pocket.
What a great deal.
That's what it is. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what the Fed is. So audit the Fed, yes. But audit Fort Knox? Absolutely. So Ron Paul, in an interview earlier in the week, said he thinks that the gold's possibly at Fort Knox. However, he doesn't think it's ours. Like, what do you mean? How could it be there and not be ours? So I remember back in 2012, Rick, that Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany at the time, asked the Fed, we want our gold back. We want to bring it back home to Germany. Well, guess what their answer was? Their answer was, well, how about in 7 years? It's like, what? 7 years? I mean, if it were my gold and I were another country, I would say, no, I want it now. We just gave it to you for safekeeping. So here's where I think what's happening. It was rehypothecated, meaning it was used over and over and over again, just like a $100 deposit you had put in the bank, right? It's not like that $100 just sits there waiting for you to take it out. They use it. They invest it. They buy stocks, bonds, real estate, other buildings, companies, and commercial real estate, and they lend it out to other banker, you know, members of the bank, and they get interest on it, right? They use it is the point. Well, they're just hoping and praying that not everybody wants their money out on the same day because it's not actually there. I think the same thing is happening with the gold at the Fed or at Fort Knox. It's not there. It's there, but it's not ours to use because it's been collateralized. It's been used for other things. So this is where the audit comes in. So, and couple this with over the last 3 weeks, and we've talked about this before, Rick, is metals, gold and silver, are leaving the Bank of England. They're leaving the LBMA vaults to an extent that we've never seen before in history. Like, they're almost empty. It's
and
gone.
And that's well documented, right? Because they're the people.
Very well documented. Yeah. I mean, you could, on every mainstream media, mm-hmm. on all channels, it's like, it's gone. And so the Bank of England and LBMA are saying, well, And you have to realize, these are the largest vaults in the world. They are the ones that store metals for central banks and for countries, right? That's big. Bigger than any, you know, COMEX depository. They're massive. So right. They're in such a pickle because they need to provide physical delivery when these contracts expire, these paper contracts. They don't have it. So what are they doing? They're offering people or institutions, hedge funds, central banks, whatever, that have gold stored in the LBMA vaults are saying, we'll pay you 16% a month for you to borrow your gold to us so we can actually ship it out and fulfill these contracts. It's like, okay, not a year, not 16% a year, 16% a month. Well, people think, well, that's a good deal. It's like, no, it's not. If you want your gold, they can't get it, and the gold isn't there. Where is it going? It's like, I don't care if they would pay me 50% a month. I'm not giving it to him if I want to keep my gold, because I'm probably not giving it back, right? So here's where is it going? It's going to New York. The COMEX, CME COMEX depositories, their inventories of gold are exploding in size. And it's leaving all these other parts of the world. It's leaving the London vault. It's leaving other depositories around the world, coming home to roost, so to speak. So Trump is repatriating the gold back to America, because I think within 12 months, monetizing the assets of our balance sheet, like Secretary Bessent said, I think that we're going to have a gold-backed currency in America within a year. And how do you have a gold-backed currency? Because you have to actually have it. That's why they're going to need to audit Fort Knox to make sure that it's there. It's coming back home. See, this is so exciting to me, because it's what the founding fathers envisioned for our country. It's not just tariffs, right? We had tariffs in this country from 1776 to 1913. It wasn't until 1913 that we got rid of tariffs and went with the IRS and the Federal Reserve. So now Trump's bringing us back to what the founding fathers and the godly wisdom that God breathed into them when they founded our country, we're going back to that. But what else did the founding fathers say? They said, well, we're going to only have money that's gold and silver coinage. That's the only version of money that the founding fathers envisioned, right?
Yeah.
Looks like we're going back to that. Now, one other big thing. Words have meaning.
Mm-hmm.
A big meaning, right? And when on Inauguration Day, Trump didn't say, well, we're going to slap tariffs on the rest of the world, and it's going to be how we make money, and we're going to monetize our debt. And when we slap tariffs on the rest of the world, their products are going to be more expensive. Ours are going to be relatively less. People are going to buy American. That's going to create jobs and spending, and the markets are going to grow. All of that is true, but that's not what he said. What he said was something very simple. He said, we're about to enter into a new golden age for America. That's it. Why did he use the word golden age? Right? Interesting choice of words, because we are. It's not just a renaissance moving forward where we're going to regain our political, our economic, our personal freedoms, our health freedoms, our religious freedoms. It's more than that. We're going to actually probably have a gold-backed currency in this country, and it's going to be amazing. And the gold leaving London, coming here, is something very significant.
Yeah, and so a lot of people were thinking, who's doing that? But it would make sense. Who would have the power to do that? It would seem to be Trump's probably the only one that has the power to do that, right? Yeah, sorry, it looks like you may have gotten muted there. But
I pressed the wrong button.
Yeah.
He is the only one that's that big. I don't think this is a billionaire doing it. I don't think it's a hedge fund. To actually have this much metal moving across the world, I don't see how it couldn't be the U.S. government.
All right. So explain this chart a little bit. This is the U.S. debt clock, and they have this thing that says dollar to silver ratio and this dollar to gold ratio now. And it's basically saying that the gold should be at 89 versus the 2900 right now. Is that's what that's saying right here?
Yeah. So what that. This is a really great chart. I love usdebtclock.org, right? So what that's saying is the amount of money that's in circulation, the M3 money supply, compared to the number of ounces of gold that's available, that it should be, you know, the number $12,500 and something dollars an ounce.
Well, it's saying 8,000 in 5 years, 12,000, right?
Yes. So the 5 years tells us how much money, if you just look at the last 5 years, not all over time, right? The last 5 years, the amount of money that's gone into circulation, that's what the number that we want to look at, because that's the current trend,
right?
So, and on silver, if it's going to be 12, it should be 12,000 and gold is 3,000. That's a four times factor greater than what it is. It tells us gold is very undervalued, but look at silver. Silver's $32.50 an ounce today. It's saying it should be about $1,500 an ounce. Okay, that's a huge multiplier over the current price. That just tells us the supply chain disruptions that we have, the low supply, the high demand. It's a little bit crazy, right? And not that the gold one was bad. I mean, I'll take a 4x increase of what it should be. But it just tells us, I don't know if we're going to get to those levels, but it tells us how undervalued we are at current prices.
Yeah, but doesn't it also say, Kirk, that once that the almost like the Babylonian system has to fall and the new gold standard comes, that, that this could start happening? But it's not going to probably happen until then. Do you agree with that?
Correct. I would say that's an accurate thing to say, yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, even if you erase all that, it's a great hedge against downtimes and hyperinflation, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, you look at what gold has done and what silver has done in particular. Silver over the, I mean, 3.5 years ago, it was $17 and some change an ounce. Now it's 32, mm-hmm. right? So it's almost doubled mm-hmm. over the last few years. Well, that's averaging about 30% a year growth. It's incredible. How much has the dollar eroded during that time? It hasn't eroded by 30% a year. So not only has it maintained its purchasing power, but you're actually growing as well, right? If the dollar lost 20% of its value and silver went up 20%, well, then it's break even. You maintained your purchasing power. But I don't think the dollar has lost 100% of its value in the last 3.5 years. In fact, I know it hasn't. It's lost because of all the inflation. And if inflation's hovering at around 15% a year, in reality, mm-hmm. so that's 45% decline in your purchasing power over that time frame. And silver's doubled, right? So you're growing more than what the inflation is, which is how you succeed over time.
All right. Okay. And but another important thing is that every person's different. And I know a lot of people have heard me talk about this, but haven't really done anything. And I tell people, you can't be one day late, right? It's better to be 3 years early or a year early, because once this hits, you're not going to be able to get any silver, right?
Yeah. I mean, 3 months early, a year early. I mean, just look at that letter, you know, that we were talking about. $3 silver increase on February 20th. So I got a letter from a massive refinery in Europe, one of the largest in the world. And what they said, because of everything, Rick, that you and I have talked about off air and on this channel, of tariffs, increasing prices, geopolitical disruptions, interest rates going up and the soaring cost of borrowing, one of the largest refineries in the world, I got a letter from them, and I had to take off the logo, I had to take off the signature line too, because I can talk about it in general, but they said February 20th, they're going to raise prices on gold $3.50 an ounce. Mm-hmm. Well, so, I mean, gold's $3,000 an ounce. That's not a big, huge deal.
1%, yeah.
However, silver, unminted silver, they're raising it $3 an ounce. It's like, okay, that is a big deal, because silver's 32. So February 20th, which is tomorrow, the price of silver coming from this refinery is going to be another 8 to 9% more expensive than what it is today. Now, here's the thing. I don't think it's going to end at just minted products. It's going to go to all products, cast products like bars and everything else. And it's not going to end at just this one refinery. It's probably going to be all refineries. See, this is just the first. Because the fundamental forces that are causing them to have to write this letter to all their depositories in America are the same for everybody. We do have geopolitical tensions. We do have the rising cost of inflation, that rising cost of borrowing. We've got these tariffs, which are this black swan event that we didn't foresee coming, and they have to raise their prices, their premiums. So everybody who's buying minted products tomorrow, it's probably going to be more expensive. Mm-hmm. And then I believe it's going to be a lot more expensive as other refineries start to enter into the fold of what this one just said. I mean, this is big news, and it's confirmation of everything that we've talked about over the years of we are entering into a new era. Things are about to change. The system as we know it is collapsing. Something has to die for something to be born, right? And so what we're seeing is the old central bank fiat-based money creation based on debt is a system that's dying to move us to where Trump is taking us, to a system of possibly tangible backed currency, having other countries pay for our bills rather than U.S. taxpayers. That's what tariffs do. And I'm excited about what's to come, but we can participate in it, we can grow in that and thrive if we allocate properly.
And Trump's moving so quickly, you know, I knew this was, he was going to probably go to gold back, but this is going to be probably sooner than later. And so, guys, don't be one day late. Is what I'm saying. Call Kirk now. Yeah. just think about that. Even if silver went up to 50, it could be at 1,500, right? Just to look at that multiple, right? So it's still incredibly cheap to what this could do if he goes gold back and we revalue all this stuff. And it's exciting upside. But also just hedges well. So Kirk, talk a little bit real quickly about why somebody wants to call you, right? So that you can look at their specific situation.
Yeah. So give us a call, 720-605-3900, and just say, Rick, Hit Blessed to Teach sent you, or you can fill out the form, which is kepm.com/B2T. Mm-hmm. And what'll happen is it's like to say, you know, I was listening to Dr. Kirk and Rick talk and need to do something, right? So one of my schedulers will set you up with one of my consultants to hear your dreams, your goals, your passions. Do you want income? Do you want growth? What is it that we can help you with? And then we'll bend over backwards to help move your assets, reposition from paper into tangible assets, gold and silver. We can do it in an IRA. You can do it in cash that you have in your bank accounts. The process is really easy because we do almost all of it for you. I have an amazing team. They'll bless you tremendously like they bless me.
All right, Kirk. Well, thank you so much for coming on and for giving us an update. And God bless you. And we'll see you in, I think, 3 weeks or so will be the next time, since I'll be out of town the next couple of weeks. But thank you so much.
You bet. We'll see ya.
All right. God bless. Thanks a ton.
Bye-bye.
Wow, guys. That is crazy stuff when you think about it. I just want to kind of go back to some of those charts. Look at this. You know, here Doge is actually at the U.S. debt clock now. We see that. We see this is the usdebtclock.org on Twitter or on X. Basically saying Doge drops. Should Doge audit the Federal Reserve? Shrouded in 111 years of intrigue and secrecy, has the time finally come to open the books of the Fed? To me, the fact that they're actually talking about that and auditing the Fort Knox is showing that Trump is going to rip this country back from the federal bankers, and we're going to have that. And if sooner than later, as quick as he's moving, I really believe that our dream of getting to gold back currency and back to not having all these taxes is going to happen. This is what the golden age is about, right? He calls the golden age for a reason. So get your free consultation from Kirk.